The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Eric Waddell, owner of Integrity Chimney Service.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors. We've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see we have a webcam on the roof and you can see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on social media. We're pretty much where everybody else is. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Pinterest. And on jruddy.com on the radio tab, we also have all the podcast apps that we are featured on. If you like to do a podcast, check us out there too. I just want to give a shout out to Franklin Kellogg, who emailed us and said he loved our show, and we love that you love our show. So hi, Franklin, and hope you're enjoying the holiday season. Eric Waddell, owner of Integrity Chimney Service. Again, thanks for being here. Can I have a little bit of background on you? How long have you been doing what you do? Where do you go? Where are you based? All that good stuff, please.
Absolutely. I've been doing this since I was a young teenager. I started doing this weekends and summers just out of school. And now Integrity Chimney Service has been in business since 2017. So we service the greater Scranton Wilkes-Barre area. We service the Poconos as well.
Okay, good stuff. How does someone choose the right company for their fireplace, stove, or chimney? And you do inspections as well as cleaning.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do. And that's an important part of it. That's a very good question. There's a lot of different companies out there. There are a few ways to tell. One good thing to look for is a certification. There are some trade certifications for what we do. One of the largest ones is the CSIA. That's the Chimney Safety Institute of America. If you go to their website, they actually have a lookup feature where you can find the closest CSIA certified sweep to your location. There's some other ones as well that are out there. There's the NCSG, is the National Chimney Sweep Guild. They have a certification. So you really just want someone that's involved in the industry. You want someone that has a broad understanding of how fireplaces and chimneys work.
Okay, good advice there. So you look at all different types of chimneys, not just ones for the fireplace, and you clean them and you inspect them.
What about the chimneys that I have in my house for the hot water heater or for my gas furnace or my oil furnace? What about those? Do those have to be maintained and taken care of?
Absolutely, yeah.
See, that's something as a homeowner that is just, I wouldn't think about it unless there's a problem.
Sure. And a lot of times people will have their furnace or their boiler serviced and they might think, well, that's it. I had that serviced. But most heating contractors will not really deal with the chimney. They may shine a mirror and just look up it and say, okay, is it clear? But for most of the companies out there, that's outside of what they do. So having a separate company come out to look at the chimney. And like you said, they are maintained differently. They may not need to be cleaned all of the time. Sometimes they do. It depends on what you're burning. Gas, typically, or propane will burn more cleanly than, say, a wood fireplace does. So you may not get the same type of soot buildup. But a lot of times they'll deteriorate if they're not maintained properly. And a lot of times it's a matter of having the right type of chimney liner installed.
Yeah, we were talking during the break that there's all kinds of chimney liners. You know, everybody around here is like stainless steel crazy. You know, oh, I want to put a stainless steel insert in your chimney. But you said there's other systems involved.
There's a lot of other options.
There's a lot of other options too?
There are different options, yeah. And stainless steel is a good choice. Depending on the application, it's definitely a very good solution. Some other solutions, depending on what it is, sometimes an aluminum liner is acceptable. It depends. There's cast-in-place chimney liners, where it actually will attach a winch to the top of the chimney and pull a sponge through the chimney, and it will apply a coating to the inside. So that's a nice feature because you're not having to bust out and remove what's already there. You're able to put that in just over top, and it kind of repairs in a way what you have, but that's a listed chimney liner as well. So, I mean, you have options, and it just depends on the application. Sometimes stainless steel is best. Sometimes cast in place will work better or be more cost effective.
Oh. See, I didn't know that there was an option that you could pull a piece of machinery through it and it would actually coat the inside of the chimney. I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes chimneys will have, especially if you have a fireplace on the first story and say you have a wood stove or a furnace or something in the basement, that bottom flue will sometimes bend around the top flue. And so how do you get a stainless steel liner through that?
You can't.
I mean, a lot of times you can't. So that's a nice application for a cast-in-place liner.
We had three chimneys.
When we renovated the house, there was three.
Three, and they were nothing. It was a rental property before we took it over and made it into a single. So, but one chimney in the back of the house was nothing but a thorn in our side. And so when we decided to renovate this house and just rip it to shreds, the only thing left to it was the frame. We did everything,
right?
Foundation and frame. And so we ripped out every wall. We did everything, roof, everything. We took out the three chimneys.
Yes, yeah. We have no more chimneys.
No chimney.
We have the gas boiler in the basement, and it's direct vented right outside. Yeah. It's power vented right out, and so is the water heater. So we've eliminated the chimneys.
That's understandable. There's a lot that goes into them in a way. The thing is, they're so often overlooked. So the chimney itself, you have a masonry tower, basically, in the side of your house. It can be low maintenance, but it has to be brought to a certain standard and then held there. But especially in our area, there's houses that are 100 years old. And if those houses weren't maintained, if that chimney wasn't touched for 100 years, then yes, now there are costly repairs to get them working. But on the other hand, we have a lot of customers where we built the chimney, we did everything from the ground up, and now that it was done correctly the first time around, it is very low maintenance. So they can be low maintenance, but there's just certain things that you have to look out for and certain things that need done to get them there.
It's like anything. It does need attention once in a while, right?
Once in a while.
Right. So, okay, this is your busy time at this time of year, and everybody's
Absolutely.
Firing everything up, whether they have a stove, a fireplace, whatever they're doing at their house, right? So, you know, and of course, usually fall, not so much now in December, but in the fall, people are thinking about getting these systems ready. But actually, the best time of year to do this is when?
The spring.
Why is that?
Yeah, the end of the heating season. It's much easier to find availability. Companies are going to be more available. I know we typically, if our prices are going to go up, they would go up in the fall in time for the season to start. Usually there may be a discount or just the previous year's rate in the spring. And then it's more proactive too, because you're preparing for the coming year. So hopefully there's not any issues, but if anything were to be found, now there's several months of time of warm time where you're not relying on the chimney that you could work on it.
You can correct
and get
whatever.
It fixed
yeah. So
before you need it.
Right. So do you find that, you know, with rising fuel costs these days and the price of natural gas is going to go through the roof this winter, you think people are thinking about, you know, supplemental heating systems such as pellet stoves or some maybe would consider the wood burning fireplace over the gas fireplace to save some money?
Yeah. Yeah, and they all have their place. They're all different, but they can be very effective. A wood stove or a wood insert or even a pellet stove can be really great alternate or primary heat sources for your house.
And you're saying we had spoken that these new wood stoves are much more efficient than the previous generation?
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Burning.
Yeah, which it was done from an emission standpoint. EPA standards changed for wood stove manufacturers, and a lot of wood stoves now have like a catalytic combustor, like what you'd think of for your car, but it just reburns those gases again before they go up the chimney. So it does result in less emissions, but it also can result in longer burn times on the stove, the same amount of firewood. So these heating machines have gotten a lot more efficient in the last few years.
Are they more expensive as a result?
They definitely can be. Yeah, the catalytic combustor technology, some of this technology does cost more to make, but over the lifetime of the appliance, you will be consuming less fuel. So those costs are made back.
Even out. Time. Okay, so about 50% of the models that were once available are no longer available because they do not meet current requirements.
The deadline was January of 2020. A lot of manufacturers had to drop off some of their older models and are now introducing newer models that are more clean and efficient.
Okay. Now, you said it's got a catalytic combustion. Is this something that has to be changed or once in a while? Or
they do require maintenance.
Do they?
Yeah, and it's not typically an annual thing. It would be something that would be checked regularly when we're taking apart the stove and we're cleaning and servicing it. We do check on it. But most people are going to get between 5 and 10 years out of the catalytic combustor before it needs to be swapped.
Okay.
And we just went through phase one. There's actually two phases to these new manufacturer requirements.
There's more forthcoming phases where the standards will increase that much more just to have clean emissions coming out of wood stoves and pellet stoves.
So these stoves, do they need electricity to burn?
Wood stoves typically do not. A lot of them will have a blower fan. So, of course, that requires electricity. A pellet stove, typically they do require electricity. There's an auger that turns. There's a combustion fan that blows that actually pulls the air in to the unit that it needs to burn. So some people think of like a solid fuel like a pellet stove, but you do actually need electricity for a pellet stove.
Are there any manufacturer that you prefer over others?
We work with a few manufacturers. We install a lot of Regency products. There's certainly other good manufacturers out there. Sometimes people are attracted to the deals at like a local hardware store or a big box store where they have really inexpensive wood stoves or pellet stoves. And the problem that we run into with that is down the road, any kind of maintenance those stoves require, the parts can be very expensive and they typically don't last as long. So we recently had a customer that purchased a stove like that. It was just a few hundred dollars from a big box store, and they'd had it for just 3 years. And basically all of the inner parts of the stove had to be swapped out. And trying to get those parts, it was going to cost the same basically as what they had bought the stove for. And that's assuming that the parts are available at all.
So you're telling me my good deal isn't a good deal?
Over time?
You get what you pay
over
for.
Over time, you get what you pay for. So it's more of an investment to get with a brand like Regency or other manufacturers that have been around a long time. But these stoves can last 15, 20 years, more than that, and be in good shape. And if they do need parts, you know that the manufacturer is still there. You can still get replacement parts. You can still fix it. And you don't have to swap the whole thing out.
Reminds me of the cheap printer. You know, they get you with the cartridge, you know, that $99 deal.
It's $49. Yeah.
That's what
great
I'm thinking
deal.
Of when he's talking about this stuff.
Well, when we got our gas fireplace, we got it up in Keystone, up in Troop, and they had the showroom, and they were expensive. But you know what? I'm glad that we spent the money because it's 10, 15 years later, and the thing is still running smooth as silk, so.
Part of keeping a fireplace, wood-burning fireplace, clean does require, you know, begin with the wood you burn, right? So,
definitely.
Like, how do you choose good firewood? Or how about those? How about creosote logs? Do they work?
Creosote logs can help with maintaining your fireplace. They are definitely not a replacement for a chimney cleaning.
So the purpose of these creosote logs is to reduce the amount of creosote buildup?
I can't speak for what they may market themselves to do, but what I have personally found is that many of them are effective at loosening the creosote.
Oh.
So if you've had several fires, you're starting to develop some creosote on the inside of the chimney, burning one of those logs can help to loosen that material. It won't necessarily eliminate it or knock it down itself, but it does make it easier when the chimney sweep does come and they do service your fireplace, the soot will come right out, as opposed to, it helps with any kind of a glazed soot or something that doesn't want to come off typically. So it's a nice accessory if you burn one a few times a year and you find a brand that you feel comfortable with and is a listed product, it can be a good help, but it would definitely not replace actually having a physical brush run through the chimney and mechanical action that takes away the soot.
Okay, good advice. So then how do you choose the firewood you burn? Good firewood. You don't go out, just chop a tree down and stack it up against the wall. You have to really...
Yeah, let me get that burn that pine tree down. Let me see.
Yeah.
That.
Hardwoods, as a good rule of thumb, are always going to be a better firewood to burn. It's a denser fuel source, and so you get typically more heat out of hardwood. Really, any type of wood, as long as it's properly seasoned, and that is going to vary depending on what type of wood it is, what's involved in seasoning it. But if it is properly seasoned, really any type of wood is okay to burn.
So to season wood, what do? You keep it dry for a couple of months? Is that how you season it?
Keep it dry. You let it sit. Yeah, and it depends on the type of wood, but really a season is usually a good rule of thumb. You know, and for some softwoods, you may want it to sit for longer than that, but relatively out of the elements and set up in a way that air is able to pass through the firewood, because that's a big part of what helps it to dry out and season. So a year or even sometimes 2 years is even, of course, better to let the wood sit. And then that prevents any kind of a thick glaze from coming out of the wood from the moisture that's in it, and you get more heat out of it too.
And how do you choose good pellets along the same lines here?
So pellets, it's for a similar reason, but it's almost in a way reverse logic, because pellets are not, they're the byproduct of usually sawmill or somewhere where wood is being processed. There's sawdust and they form this into pellets. So hardwood pellets are fine. They work just fine. A lot of times, actually, a softwood pellet can be a better fuel source, because when it's a softer material, it will compact more densely into pellet form. And so you end up with a harder fuel source than you would from a hardwood.
Interesting. Good stuff. Eric Waddell, owner of Integrity Chimney Service. Can I have your contact info, please?
You sure can. It would be 570-591-1753, or you can look us up online at integritychimneyservice.com.
And you're on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Pat?
Yes, we have an adorable bungalow, a two-bedroom, one-bath home at 613 North Miller Street, 9N for $129,000. With the interest rates, they're really low right now. You could own this house and your mortgage payment would be less now than you're paying for rent. This home, it's in move-in condition. It's on a 60 by 100 foot lot in the Valley View School District. It's got low taxes of $1,100 a year. It also appears that there is hardwood flooring under the carpeting, but that has to be confirmed. That's a two-bedroom home at 613 North Miller Street, 9N, for only $129,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis in our office.
Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Who are Century 21 agents? They're high-tech gizmo packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. They know the best places to buy a home, to sell a home, and to find antiques, if you're into that kind of thing. They're weatherproof, foolproof, and proof positive that smart people doing good work can make big things happen for great folks like you. Oh, and there's one nearby. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my co-host, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Eric Waddell, owner of Integrity Chimney Service, our fireplace and chimney expert. So for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking a lot about fireplaces and chimneys and the importance of not only inspecting them, but also cleaning them. And so the ones that are in regular use need to be cleaned. And that's actually a question on the seller's disclosure that we use in real estate. When was the last time your chimney was cleaned? And how often that unknown box is checked or never, and they've owned it for 30 or 40 years. This is something that it's a big mistake people make. They just simply assume that their chimney is in working order. And how many things you've mentioned that could be wrong. And it's a big safety issue.
Another thing, I find many people become kind of disillusioned with their fireplace. They might be excited about it when they first buy the home, and then it doesn't produce as much heat as they thought that it would, or it has some other problem, or they don't like the way it looks once they settle in.
Or it requires some work. If it's wood burning, there's a proper way to dispose of ashes. Can you quickly tell me some tips there?
Yes, so you want to make sure the ashes are cooled completely before trying to move them around at all. You can leave them in the firebox floor or in the wood stove floor. And then after time has passed and you know that they're cool, they're no longer warm, then you
would scoop them up. At least 72 hours?
At least 72 hours is a good rule of thumb, yes. And then you would actually want to put them, before putting them in any kind of trash can, like a plastic or a metal trash can, you want to put them in a paper bag.
Paper?
Paper bag. Brown paper bag. Yeah, and the reason is a plastic bag, or even if they were to go into a metal trash can, we have static electricity present that can cause an ignition again. And if there's still unburned fuel in those ashes, it could reignite.
Wow.
So the paper helps to insulate that. And then inside the paper bag, they go out to the street in the trash can.
Okay. So you were talking about people getting disillusioned with their fireplaces, right? So if I'm going to put a new fireplace in my house and spend that money, don't you have numbers about the return on investment for something like that?
Yes. Yeah. So this is from the National Association of Real Estate Appraisers. They say that homeowners often recover over 100% of their investment associated with adding or upgrading an existing fireplace. And then also that an upgraded fireplace can increase the resale value of your home by up to 12%.
And it's a plus. And, you know, I never heard of anybody saying, I'm not going to buy that house because it has a fireplace. But it's also not a necessity. It's a nice perk. And so I've never heard somebody say, I'm not going to buy the house because it doesn't have a fireplace either. So, but it does add value.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right there on our sheets with the home listing. It says number of garage, you know, does it have a garage and does it have a fireplace? So they're listed like right next to each other, right at the top of the page. So everybody wants one.
Yeah. And there are solutions out there to bring them up to code and to make them work a lot better than they might currently. If it's something where they don't get a lot of heat out of the fireplace or smokes in the house, there's a number of products on the market. There's retrofit systems that you could install, that we install, that will increase the amount of heat that comes out of the fireplace. They'll bring them into a more safe standard so that you don't have to have as much concern about a chimney fire. These solutions are out there for existing masonry fireplaces, for like a metal firebox. There's good replacement options on the market. And like that statistic said, it is an investment, but it's one that you can make back on your home in the long run, and you can enjoy it in the meantime.
So at this time of year, everybody's checking the, you know, the seals around their windows and doors and things of that nature. But a huge energy loss in a home sometimes has to do with a faulty damper. Do you have statistics on that? Not sealed properly?
And an improperly sealed damper can cause you to lose up to 14% of the energy. The expense that you put into heating your home can go up and out through that fireplace and through the damper. So to put that in perspective, if you were to leave your front door open all the time, that would be about 12% energy loss. So it's really substantial. It's important to make sure the damper is sealing appropriately. It can translate into a big energy savings. And any money that would go into replacing that damper is made back relatively quickly in lowered heating expenses.
Okay. It is not recommended to paint chimneys. Why?
If you have a masonry chimney, the biggest enemy to that chimney is water and moisture. Water getting in where it shouldn't be. And it's very difficult to keep it out. There are products that will do that. There are ways to do it. But most chimneys around here are going to have some level of moisture in them already. And once that moisture is in there, you don't want it to get stuck in there because that can even accelerate the problem. So most masonry material is porous. It's like a sponge. Water will soak into it. And then you don't want the water in there, but once it's in, you want it to be able to soak back out. But if you were to cover the face of that sponge with a paint,
you're trapping
it. It seals all of that water in. Mm-hmm. And it can accelerate any kind of moisture issues you have.
Very interesting. Never would have thought of that. That's why you're here, our fireplace and chimney expert, Eric Waddell, owner of Integrity Chimney Service. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can call us. The number is 570-591-1753. You can also look us up online, integritychimneyservice.com. We're also present on Facebook and other social media.
Great. It was an absolute delight to have you 2 weeks in a row. Thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Okay, great. Pat?
Yes, we have a unique property. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home. It was formerly the rectory of the Church of St. Charles Borromeo at 694 Main Street in Sugar Notch for $159,000. This home, it's got amazing woodwork throughout the building. It has two gorgeous fireplaces with the mantles. We could call Eric to take a look at those fireplaces. This building, it sits on a 200 by 100 foot piece of land with plenty of parking. This home would be perfect for someone who needs the space or an investor's dream. And it also has a new tankless water heater, a new furnace, and new electrical for the first and second floor. That's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with 2 fireplaces at 694 Main Street in Sugar Notch for $159,000. And that's listed by Carrie Thompson of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have a list.
I bet you do. Of things for me to do?
This is not the honey-do list.
Eric, you never get one of those.
MoneyWise came out with the rudest states. And the indicators for these rude states are the rudest cities, rude drivers, unfriendliness, impolite behavior, and terrible customer service representatives. So we'll go from the least rude to the most rude, okay?
Okay, I know the most rude.
25 is Nevada, and the rudest city there is Las Vegas. 24 is West Virginia. They didn't list the rude city. 23 is Maryland, with Baltimore being the rudest city there. 22 is Connecticut. Hartford was very rude. 21, Arizona, with Phoenix topping the
list there. Okay.
The city list there. 20, South Dakota. 19, Ohio. And Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus tied for rudest. 18, Illinois, with Chicago. All right. 17, Michigan, with Detroit. 15 was tied with Montana and Wyoming. 14, New Jersey. Figured they would be a little bit more up there, right?
Jersey.
12, tied North Dakota and Delaware. Wisconsin comes in at 11. Idaho, number 10. California, number 9. Rhode Island, number 8, with Providence being rude there. Massachusetts, 7. Boston hit that highest, most rude city there. Utah, with Salt Lake City being rude. Alaska is number 5. 4 is Iowa. 3 is Washington, with Seattle coming in as the rudest city. Number 2, Virginia. Virginia Beach is the rudest there. And number 1?
New York.
How did you know?
I don't know. A stab in the dark.
But it's not Manhattan that's the most rude.
It's Brooklyn?
No. It's none of the boroughs.
What is it, Albany?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay.
Yeah. All right. Did you like that list?
Yeah.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. It's Christmas next weekend. And
Christmas.
Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.